This week on the cul-de-sac.
What did you say?
I said I like to do acid with people.
Oh, I never like to do that. I prefer to crush up my diet pills and snort them. Alone.
I like to do acid with people because it shows their true selves. And then maybe I'll find out that they've really been in love with me all along. Do acid, get drunk. These are good ways to see who's really in love with me.
But Jerry, he's so funny and handy around the house. Isn't the love of your good husband enough for you?
Oh, don't get me wrong. Jerry's great. He's a fine man. But I want everyone else to love me, too. Love me best of all and want to marry me. I want everyone to love me more than their own husbands and wives and children.
And do they?
Do they what?
Say, where's Jerry?
Oh, he's in there in his Electrolux box.
What's he in there for?
Jerry, are you ready to come out?
No, fuck you. And fuck you too, Beth. I hear you out there. Oh, and you tell Eddie better return my socket wrenches and my miter box, or I'm gonna smack him.
Jerry, I told you I don't know what those wrenches are, and Ed doesn't either, so stop badgering us!
Hi, my name is Beth.
What's that, Jerry? Speak up, for God's sake. Beth can't hear you.
You are a bastard, Beth!
I'm afraid I'll die without ever having an original thought.
Want to try this cheese I bought, Beth? They say it's very strong.
Oh, I'm scared, but I'm willing.
Whore!
Hello, ladies. Do I smell strong cheese?
Oh, Ed, here.
The dividends are going through the roof. I told Williams by this time next year, everyone will have a corner office if this keeps up. Damn, Williams, what a guy. Why, do you know what he did last week? You'll never guess. Just guess what he did last week!
I wanna guess. Was it that trick where you run by with your clothes off? Did he run by you with a sock on his penis? Did his balls jingle jangle like a sack of pennies, Ed? Is that what he did, Ed? Here, have some more cheese.
This cheese is fantastic, Mabel. It tastes like $37 an ounce. Was it 37? Or 38?
I'll never tell, Ed. I picked it up at the picnic basket market shop. Draw your own conclusions. Is it better than the cheese Beth buys? Do you prefer my cheese, Ed?
Your breath smells like strong cheese, Mabel. And you know what that is? You're in.
Is there any liquor around, Mabel? I am dying for a tall, cool glass of liquor. Any kind'll do me. Have any liquor, Mabel?
Check the cabinet in the kitchen over the radar range, Beth. Ready, set, go! Try this booze, Ed. I picked it up at the wine cellar cork and top. Isn't it sweet? Isn't it the sweetest liquor you ever did drink?
Well, that's delicious. It's elegant, I tell you. It reminds me of Christmas in Connecticut. Miracle on 34th Street. Thank you, Santa. I believe in you. Hey, now where is that old Jerry? I have a tip for him, Mabel.
Cocksucking son of a bitch bastard!
No, Jerry! Don't get out of hand! He's in his box, Ed.
Well, I'll admit that Jerry's not the most interesting guy around, but I wouldn't call him in the box. He's a thinker. He's outside of the box. He's synergistic.
Oh, corporate cliches. Keep on going and do it.
Blabbity, 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 master.
Well. Here I am, back from rifling through your kitchen cabinets, Mabel, to find you throwing yourself in my husband. Joke's on you. He's on Zoloft and can't get it up.
What are you talking about? I'm going to get some cocktail onions from the fridge. And when I come back, I'm going to sit on your lap, Ed.
Ooh, could you bring me a slice of that delicious carrot cake while you're at it?
Oh, Jerry, that's the best idea you've had all night. Would you all like to try the delicious carrot cake I bought from Shitfuck Pastries and such? Everyone's been talking about their carrot cake.
I'm scared, but I'm willing.
Whore!
Will Jerry ever come out of the box? Will Mabel learn to love herself? Will the carrot cake, in fact, be delicious? Find out next time on The Cul-de-Sac.